The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America and 52 other countries. Yeah, with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or check out Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And you can follow me on my Twitter account as well. Friends, the phone lines are accessible. Love new callers. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Interesting as to what's taking place today in our country. Again, we have the supposed conservatives out there shouting from the rooftop that it's all over. Obama's not wrong about anything. Hillary's not wrong about anything. Listen to this, friends. This is coming from the salt of the world. At least that's what they claim. Preservation. Stopping the putrefaction of corruption in government. Yeah? But they're out there talking about, you know, no consequence. Well, let me ask you something. Especially for those that agree with this sort of mentality. Whose responsibility is it to enforce the laws of the Republic against criminals in the first place? Namely, those that represent you, the American people. So every time you sit there and capitulate and complain about what they're getting away with, just rest assured you can go look in the mirror, and that's who's going to be held responsible for their crimes on Judgment Day. And sad to say, what's going to happen is that posterity, your posterity, is going to pay the price through inaction. That's what's going to happen, and that's what is happening. If you're one of those in the conservative movement that says, oh, there's nothing that we can do about what's going on here. Friends, the problem is crimes are being exposed left and right, which is the mercy of God for those that didn't know the Word of God and claim their Christianity. It's the mercy of God that he's exposing the crimes in the first place. You have an IRS scandal. Which, by the way, is found out now that it was all orchestrated. Of course it was. And you have the conservatives saying we still don't have our answers. No, you know what the crime is. The answer is what you do in response to the crime that was committed against we the people. And this IRS scandal, it was huge. It was huge. They were going after individuals, small businesses, big businesses. It wasn't just the Koch brothers or the big conservative outlets or the Tea Partiers. It was anybody that standed against the ideology of this totalitarian system that they've attacked. They zeroed in on. They polarized them, friends. You have the AP scandal, controlling free press, as they call it. Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. They have no business attacking free speech. Benghazi. Scandal. Exposed. Everybody knows who's responsible for it. We can go back to Fast and Furious. The American people let that one slide. So why do you expect that we would be, or what would you expect if we didn't deal with the crimes back then? What do you expect that they're going to do tomorrow? The same thing. So we got scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. And guess what? You can be rest assured, friends, that you're going to deal with more scandals until you deal with this, because the resolve is impeachment and imprisonment for their crimes against we the people. Let me remind you, if this was 20 years ago, he would have been impeached big time, real quick, because the people in this country had enough common sense not to tolerate the crimes that were being advocated. Even during Vietnam, I high-fived some of the burnt hippies in the day. But here we are.
If you look at these scandals, I want to bring you through a couple things. Ms. Pelosi just made a statement, the GOP makes so much of scandals because Obama is such a great president. What kind of person would say something mm-hmm. like that, other than somebody who just does not fear any consequence, and no consequences coming down? She would spin it and say, well, he's such a great president, that means he's being targeted. No, that is not why it's a big deal. It's a big deal because it is a scandal.
It must be because he's black, Jake.
That was the old card.
That must be the reason he's being popped for IRS, yet he gets on TV and says, we're going to deal with this. No, they're willing to throw him under the bus, and that's exactly what's going on.
Matter of fact, Rep. Louie Gohmert of Texas, there's a lot of folks speaking out on this. A lot of folks. Conservatives, whatever you want to call yourself, they're speaking out. This is a rep out of Texas on the AP scandal. And you could see him. He's picking up steam in the video. When there is a tyrannical despot, the media will be one of the early victims. He told a large group of reporters gathered for a press conference on Thursday, if the AP story has taught anything, it should be to the media.
That's right.
When there is a tyrannical despot, the media will be one of the early victims, Gohmert said. You will be used as helpful savants or servants for a while. And then, when you are no longer needed, you'll be pressured and put out of business as well.
How many times have we said it?
Exactly. It's all over the country people are saying it.
Yes.
And they have been saying it. You know why?
Yeah,
because it's true.
What's interesting is we've been saying it for 2 years as to what's going on in this administration, and now it's starting to catch up because the press realizes, wait a second, we're in their crosshairs as well. Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
Yep.
You're just the useful whore that he needs to use right now to perpetuate his crimes against the American people along with yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, and God always has a remnant. God always has somebody that will bear witness to his truth. I believe they're all over the country. They have been. Just like you said, we've been saying for 2 years, I believe plenty of people out there have been saying this for multiple years. They don't have a microphone. They don't have a mouthpiece.
Let me ask you the question, though. Where's the resolve? The resolve is judgment. How come nobody's talking about impeachment? And they're willing to say the I word. Oh, boy, isn't that bold? Isn't that courageous?
Yeah,
man, that's the spirit of America. One of our representatives is willing to say the I word. Mm-hmm. And
hey,
then they play stupid, and they sit there and say, well, we still need questions answered. No, you don't.
There's no more questions.
You already seen what they have done.
Yep. Clinton was convicted of perjury, obviously, and you also had Chinagate, and of course the Monica Lewinsky, whatever you want to call those scandals, quote unquote. Those don't hold a candle to what we're dealing with right now. And Clinton was impeached.
Yes.
He was literally impeached. That wasn't even 20 years ago. It was less than that.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the Nixon administration, one person. People are dead. People have been murdered. If you or I were not in office, the first thing that would happen to us is we'd be thrown in prison without bail. We wouldn't get an opportunity to leave.
Well, just think
and
how many people
be tossed away forever.
Just think how many people are in jail today because of the IRS scandal.
They flip it on them.
Okay, now what needs to happen is those people that have been thrown in jail unlawfully and unrighteously, they need to appeal what's going on here because the American people need to stand up and rise up against tyranny, friends, because it does not come short of the very word itself or the definition of tyranny.
Right.
It's here. It's in your face. It doesn't get any worse, friends, at least as far as you staying free.
That's right. And
don't forget that.
You're experiencing it right now.
Yes. The deterioration of a government begins almost always by a decay of principles. Of course. Of course, friends. And guess what? The principles are within you or they're not. Either you will not or you will let. And if you will let, you'll be taken out of the way. Read scriptures. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I love the Sons of Liberty show. I'm glad to hear the take from a couple of constitutional scholars, patriotic Americans, rather than internationalist subversive talking heads.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The reporters, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah is joining us right now. Among other things, he suggested that perhaps President Obama's handling of the Benghazi terror attack could be an impeachable offense. Congressman, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, thanks, Wolf. Good to be with you. Look, it's not something I'm seeking. It's not the end game. It's not what we're playing for. I was simply asked, is that within the realm of possibilities? And I would say, yes, I'm not willing to take that off the table, but that's certainly not what we're striving for. We want truth. We want to bring the people who perpetrated the terrorism in Benghazi to be brought to justice. And we want to have the president do what he has said he would always do, and that is be open and transparent. Thus far, the White House has not done that.
Here's what Jay Carney, the
Now, what's interesting about that, again, let's go back to the Supreme Court building with Moses and the Ten Commandments, yep. And it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. Well, let's take it the other way. So that's not the end game. We're going to still let this administration continuously bring forth more scandals. Again, scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal before the American people finally figure out that it's their boat that they're shooting the holes in the floor of. Okay? Now, let's look at it the other way. Injustice is the guardian of what? Criminals.
Sure.
Okay? So instead of justice being the guardian of liberty, injustice is the guardian of criminals. So as long as you leave out justice, you only, again, feed and breed criminals.
That's good, because
where justice dies, tyrants rise.
That's right.
That's really true.
That's and if that sticks in everybody's mind for the rest of their lives, if you understand that justice is a product, it's not like something that just exists on its own. It's a product of the righteous. Whereas injustice, it doesn't just exist on its own. It's a product of unrighteous. So right now, if the end game is not impeachment, this is the end game. Okay, so he's lied to us. His cabinet members have lied to us.
For 5 years.
How many people died in this? Four people have died in this? There is lies all around this. It's not an issue of, well, you know, we just want to know the truth. We've heard all of your lies now. Now we just want the truth. Will you please just tell us the truth? Please, please,
you know,
please.
I'm not seeking an impeachment against the man. I mean, it wasn't my kid that was killed over in Benghazi, and it wasn't my kid that was killed over in Mexico. And it was,
very important point.
You know, just it's really important. important that everybody understands that I'm not looking for the I word, or impeachment. I'm not seeking that. In other words, I'm too spineless to stand up for what hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us.
The people's representative.
Sickening, said, shameful conduct.
You know, my son didn't die. It's a Jason Chaffetz or something like that. Maybe your son didn't. You're the representative of the people. Whether my son dies or not, if I'm a representative, my people are who I am standing for. So when my people are lied to, and their people, which would be all of ours collectively, are killed, and then they lie to cover that up. And then on top of that, you have two other scandals boiling. You know a liar. Why? Because he lies, and he'll continue to lie.
Clinton did the same thing during his administration. We got Ramon again calling in from Florida. Hey, brother, how are you?
What's going on, my brothers in liberty? How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. I see you talking about Mina. What you got?
I wasn't sure if you guys were familiar with it, but I think you should bring up the topic because it's very relevant to what's going on. The Clintons, both Hillary and Bill, they're criminals. They're war criminals. They're lifetime career criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to address all these facts because all the dots are being connected. Like I told you guys before, I'm only 24, but I love to research things. I love to go back and look at the history of things so we won't repeat it again. Mena, Arkansas was one of the boiling points. Has anybody researched it and realized what they were doing by shipping in drugs and shipping out guns? It shouldn't surprise you with Fast and Furious. It shouldn't surprise you with Project Gun.
Same DOJ,
too? We need to get these people out of here.
That's right.
These people aren't representing us correctly. They're giving us a bad name. Everybody across the world is looking at us like we're cowards or something now. And I'm not a coward. I'm ready to fight for liberty until my last breath. I don't care if I get in prison. I don't care if I get... I really don't care what happens to me because I have a daughter that I have to take care of now. So those people dying in Benghazi for a stand-down order, the Border Patrol agents dying from the guns coming from Project Gunrunner and Operation Fast and Furious, this affects all of us because if we don't collectively stand up as a nation and say, hey, we're not going to take this anymore, nobody's going to believe in us anymore. We're not going to be that shining star of freedom that people look to and say, hey, look at those guys standing up for liberty and fighting tyranny. You know what I mean? So it's like if people go back and do the research and find out what happened then and how they got away with it, you know, we won't let it happen anymore. We're tired of these same politicians bringing their children in, bringing their nephews and stuff to do the same war crimes that they did. We're not having it anymore.
That's right. Go ahead, pick it up. Hey, we got a bad connection, Ramon. I don't know what's going on there, but the point was made. Mena, Arkansas, Bill Clinton was the biggest drug runner in America, for those that didn't know. This is a fact. Several kids were killed around it for accidentally seeing drug drops in Mena, Arkansas as well. Folks, it's neck deep. I mean, it really, truly is. The crimes committed by this administration, go back to the Clinton administration. We can look at as to what's going on around this criminal in office today. It's the same administration. Administration, friends, in a lot of ways, a lot of the same names, a lot of the same faces. Yep. They're all around the same. They're tried and true in their crimes, friends, and they're there today again because the people have led it. Isaiah 59, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your lawless deeds have separated you between you and your God. And your sins, your guilt, that which put Christ up on the cross, have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth lawlessness. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out in a viper. Their web shall not become garments. In other words, the Lord is saying they're not going to cover themselves, and that's exactly what he says right after. Neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of lawlessness, and the act of violence is in their hand. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Hello! Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting wasting and destruction are in their past, friends. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth in there shall not know peace. Therefore, judgment is far from us, neither does justice overtake us. For we wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. And here is the American people today. They grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. You see what they're doing? We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. Our transgressions are multiplied before thee, Lord. Our sins testify against us, Lord, for our transgressions are with us, and our iniquities, we know them. We do. We're naming them right now on the radio for you, friends. You know exactly what the problem is, and God is sitting there telling you. You also know what the answer is. You grope, but you have eyes to see. You act as if you're deaf, but you have ears to hear. He's laying to the charge of the people who have eyes to see and ears to hear to take responsibility and deal with the crime so you can walk in righteousness. It really is that simple.
Many in Germany tried to overthrow Adolf Hitler. This is the difference. I just want to give the difference for people. This even more adds another layer of, what would you call it, ridiculousness to this scenario. Many people tried to get Adolf Hitler out of office. The way they had to do it is they had to kill him. They had to literally take their government back by force. That's what they had to do.
Yes.
Same thing with Joseph Stalin. If they were going to remove that tyranny,
I got a video called 51 attempts.
Yeah, 51 attempts. It happened. But they couldn't get him out until God ultimately got him out. Then you go to Stalin. The only way Stalin was going to be removed was not by a democratic process. It wasn't because the people could submit to a constitution. He created the constitution. It was by a gun. That couldn't happen. Only until he died were the people free from his tyranny. Then you go on to Mao Zedong. Same thing. You go on to most dictators, even across this country, or across the world, excuse me. In America, the only thing that's required for us to get rid of tyranny is to either A, vote them out, or B, impeach them, and then press charges, let the rule of law take its course. Mm-hmm. Now, just knowing those two scenarios, the people in Germany who were trying desperately to remove Adolf Hitler, because there was. I mean, Bonhoeffer, read the book. There was a whole bunch of people that
were. There was a window of opportunity for the people to do it peacefully as well. And they chose not to do it until after the fact that they found out that National Socialist, it wasn't about socialism, it was about totalitarianism.
And that's coming to the ultimate culmination of my point. Is that when you don't deal with it, I mean, we've read Isaiah 26, let favor be shown to the wicked, he will not learn righteousness. Folks, favor is the fact that you're not throwing this guy's crack in jail.
Yeah, and they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. You forsake your own mercy by allowing the crimes to continue on, friends.
It's not our end game to really punish this criminal. We just want to know how he exactly committed the crime. That's all we want to know. Will the criminal please step forward and tell us how he committed the crime?
I think
please.
What we should do, Jake, is I think we should get a radio show and a television show and just scare the HE double hockey sticks out of people.
We could make a lot of money.
But we could do that. Yeah. Or what we could do is we could just magnify the problems and leave off the answer. And that way everybody will be hanging on every word I have to say. And then tomorrow they'll be dependent upon me rather than God. Ooh. Far be it from us, friends.
Amen.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. His latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point, an article that makes you think.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. I'm trying to jump over to another topic here because some of the things taking place in our country. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, all goes. As Jesus said, we are called to be the light of the world. And light exposes darkness, as does it reprove darkness, Ephesians 5. So I'll do my best to get there. When I can get there. We got Dale in Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, hi. I was just kind of curious. You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes and the administration has. What crimes have they committed?
Well, a crime is an act which violates a law. Which crime do you... Let me ask you something.
I know that, but I mean, but can you detail which one they've committed?
Sure. Why don't we give a couple? Let's talk about the scandals, okay? Let's go first of all.
I'm a little surprised that we got someone calling in asking a question like that.
Let's go.
I'm really blown away. Have you ever read the Constitution of the United States?
Detail me what crimes he committed.
I'm asking you a question. I will. We'll proceed with that. I'm a little surprised. Have you ever read the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah.
Or,
okay.
Oh, so you have. Or the Bill of Rights. Have you ever read those?
Yeah. So what crimes have you committed?
Okay, well, I'm trying
to point out how ignorant you are right now, Dale.
But you can answer my question.
Question? Are you kidding me? That's all we've been doing on the radio all day. Is there a scandal in Benghazi? Is there a little common sense involved here?
As you eat the pill of his tyranny, you're asking the stupid question, who committed the crime? Okay.
Are you kidding me, Dale?
How many men
have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that you don't even know that you would call into this radio show and say something so stupid as that? I mean, there's no better way of saying that.
How was Benghazi a crime?
Well, what do you call gun running? What do you call gun running? What happens when your government is gun running to America's sworn enemies? What do you call that? What do you call fast and furious? Let me finish. You ask me, let me give you an answer. What do you call it when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people? And you're asking the question, what crime has he committed? And then he goes to Mexico and then blames the American people for the crimes that they themselves contrived?
What statute did he violate?
Is this guy kidding me, Jake?
I think he is.
You've got to be kidding me. Crime.
Go right away to obstruction.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison. When you get there, you give me a call, Dale. Okay?
Benghazi.
Yeah, Benghazi. Fast and furious. IRS scandal. What more do you want?
IRS is simply this. Department of Justice went to a court, got a subpoena, subpoenaed records. That's not a crime.
That part's not a crime. But let's go back to Benghazi for a second.
Who's responsible for
the IRS? The IRS, listen, this administration is responsible for the IRS, are they not?
In a way, yes. The chief executive officer,
he is responsible, and he doesn't take responsibility for any crime that he has committed against we the people.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
If the IRS is conspiring
to not allow certain organizations to have a tax exempt status because they made threats.
Because they're enforcing policies on the books. That's not conspiring.
No, they literally went after the conservative groups. Anybody that had Patriot, they super investigated them.
Using policies to look at organizations is not a crime.
Yes, it is. If that policy is not concurrent with laws.
Thank you. Hey, Dale, I know you need some help here, my friend.
But the bottom line is policy follows...
Turn him down for a second. This is my radio program, and I'm trying to answer his question. Policy follows law, Dale. Law does not follow policy. Okay? Go ahead. Turn him back up.
Go back to Benghazi. Okay.
Benghazi.
I'm going to tell you. Gosh, you keep saying what crime, and then you don't let me finish. Let me finish. There was a story made up about a YouTube video. Okay, that's what they stuck to for a long time. This president, unless he's just there as an empty suit, he doesn't really have any authority. We can't call him to be accountable to anything that his administration does. I will say this, his own attorney general is held in contempt of court right now, but he covers his skin. What happens when a criminal covers another criminal? Are they not engaged in the same crime? Is there not conspiracy? Is there not obstruction of justice? Yes, you would find that out, Dale, if you attempted to do what he did. But going back to Benghazi, there's a YouTube video. They clearly lied about that. That wasn't the cause of that. They knew that and then later admitted that and then said, what difference does it make anyhow? There's number one. Hillary Clinton was not incapable of calling her own employees to find out what happened. Who gave her that directive or that order to say, you know what, don't call anybody.
Forget about the 12 talking points that were changed immediately after Benghazi.
And this
forget about
all,
the four dead guys
all over
in
the
Benghazi.
Over, all over the oversight of this president. Let me continue.
But Jake,
where was
Jake,
President
Jake,
Obama during the 8-hour attack?
Tell me where the crime is that's being committed.
I would say if a general is not overseeing his troops are hijacked, for example, and they're taken by surprise, even though the general knew about it and knew it was going to happen, the general didn't commit a crime. He didn't kill his own troops, but he knew about it. He knew the plan for it, and then he covered for all of his administration and all the people that were around that knew about it as well. Is that not a crime? Is that not conspiracy?
Well, here's another point, too, and we'll let Dale go ahead and hang himself in a sense. But the bottom line is when you begin to look at the fact that the President of the United States swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Every time this administration lies, it's called perjury, Dale. That's another crime added to the list of scandals that follow this administration since day one. If you read the Republican form of government, the Constitutional Republic, and you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, go first to the Declaration of Independence, you wouldn't be calling us right now asking such a stupid question.
And can I lastly leave with this, Dale? If there is an issue, we need to see the evidence, right? What happens anytime we try to get evidence from this administration? It's stonewalled.
That's right.
Every single time. So there's evidence there that could incriminate him even worse. I mean, if we go to Blagojevich, the seat that was sold, you think Obama had nothing to do with
Chicago.
That?
Yes.
Well, then we'll cover all of that, too. See, it's very convenient when the police officer is the one who's committing the crime, as an example, but he's also the one that controls the evidence. Do you think you're going to ever find him guilty?
Well, they need useful idiots.
But okay, there is unconstitutional.
Can I say something, please?
Yes, yep, you can.
You're all set, Dale.
Okay.
Go ahead, brother.
Benghazi was an attack on a U.S. consulate.
Yep.
The situation was developing. The president was involved in the situation, was involved in the discussion. Resources were allocated. That's it. It was an unfortunate event.
He did a fundraiser the next day, too. I mean, he did pretty well there.
Are you related to Obama? Dale, I'm curious. Are you like brothers with them?
What statute law was broken at Benghazi? Please tell me that on the books, what law was broken.
Go to the foundation. It's called murder. It's called obstruction.
He didn't kill anybody. He was
involved. Of course he didn't. Neither did Hitler, Dale. Neither did Hitler, did he? He never pulled the trigger one time, did he? Do you know who Adolf Hitler is, Dale? Being from Tennessee, you should know who Adolf Hitler is. You should know your history in the Bible Belt, my brother.
So every time an American citizen is attacked in a foreign country, the president commits the crime. Is that what you're saying?
When he lies about it, yes. When he lies about it,
yes.
We can go back to the constitutionality of him being there in the first place.
He did not lie about it.
Turn him down. I'm trying to answer the question.
He's still lying about it.
You can still go back to the core, into the foundation of this, and see if it was constitutional for them to be over there, first and foremost. And secondly, does the president of the United States have permission from the American people to run guns to America's sworn enemies called extreme Muslims? Go ahead. We want to hear it. Did you hear that, Dale? Did you hear that?
That program, Fast and Furious, began under Bush, not Obama.
Okay,
they both belong
that's
there.
That's exactly right. They're both guilty then.
You think we like Bush or something?
Yeah. I mean, Obama's this is an issue of right and wrong. This is an issue of right and wrong. It's
that's
an issue of law.
That's right.
Obama's Dale, that's where you're missing
program.
It. Well, that's great. You know what? No, just like you said.
He committed no crime.
Then why is he covering all this evidence, Dale? Why is he doing that?
Covering anything up.
Yes, he is. It was an executive order. We're not giving you the files, Congress. We're not giving them to you. So therefore, our attorney general
can do that.
Exactly. Okay, I'm sorry. An executive privilege. Forgive me.
Benghazi was simply an attack on a U.S.
We still have not the evidence that we're looking for.
Dale, what he's doing.
It's still not there.
I'll give you the last word, Dale.
You might want to talk
to Daryl Issa about Fast and Furious. You took Benghazi over to Fast and Furious. If you'd like to talk to Daryl Issa, I suggest you call his office because, as Jake just said, the Attorney General right now is being held in contempt of Congress for not delivering over the records concerning Fast and Furious. It's the same thing going on in Benghazi. That's illegal. Congress is your voice, friend.
That's political, you know that.
Oh, okay.
Benghazi was not a crime.
So you're telling me that government and this administration have a right to break the law. That's what you're telling me. You're telling me that they have a right to
break the law.
You are out of your mind, Dale. You are out of your mind, man.
Okay. Benghazi was not a criminal act. Benghazi was an attack on a U.S. post. That was it.
Tell that to the families of the dead. The soldiers that were killed, along with Ambassador Stevens. Tell them it wasn't a crime, okay?
It was not a crime.
You know what this guy reminds me of? Dale, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of a lady that was totally pro-Obama until her son was killed in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
The president did not commit a crime. People killed him, did.
Yep.
Okay, and whose orders are they following? Hey, by the way, Dale, just hold on with me, man, because we need to get to the core of this, because get a piece of paper and a pencil, and I need you to write some things down, okay? We're going to roll you over to
another. I'm not writing anything down.
You do. You really need something. You need to learn something here, bro, and I'm really happy that you're listening to the Sons of Liberty, because you couldn't be listening to a better radio station in the country.
It's a good time
and
to be listening.
Yes, and I high-five you for doing just that. We're going to pull Dale right back in, and we're going to describe to him what he's asking again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake and our friend Dale in Tennessee. Now, Dale, I just want to tell you this, okay? Just so you understand that I'm not trying to demean you, bro. I'm just trying to go to the basis of...
Let me finish.
Okay. Let me finish.
The word
stupid means very dull and insensible. So if I use the word stupid in that sense, and if it applies, then let it apply. But if it doesn't, let it just run down your back like water down a duck's back. Okay. Because I got a question for you really quick, because I'm going to give you as much time as you want, Dale.
Thank you.
If laws are not being broken here, I didn't go on the computer. I didn't look anything up. I just went out there, got a drink of water, and came right back in looking forward to talk to my friend Dale in Tennessee. Uh-huh. Why are so many people being fired? Why are so many people being demoted? Why are investigators being told not to say a thing about the crimes being committed by the administration? It's all yours.
Thank you. Yeah, let's talk about the IRS. The IRS, the staffers in Cincinnati, followed policy based on the 501C4, application by Tea Party groups. Now, What that means is these groups have to have a part of their money going towards social welfare. Mm-hmm. The agencies that they looked at were simply trying to figure out if that's what they were doing. Now, were they a little bit more toward the right wing? Maybe so. But that's not a crime. That's a bureaucratic issue.
They apologize
now,
for
now,
it.
Let me finish. Benghazi. There was an attack on a U.S. embassy post, a consulate. The president was involved in all the conversations around that. He went to the Rose Garden. There's an act of terror. Those memos he talked about are simply going back and forth between bureaucrats to determine how best to write the memo. It happens all the time. It's editing. It's not false. It's trying to figure out how to best present the information in a memo to the people in a speech or in a public event. B, Hillary Clinton. She did not say the death did made no difference. She said why made no difference. Video versus riot or whatever.
We disagree.
Yes.
Because it does make a difference.
Listen to her testimony if you can.
No, I've heard that, and you're correct about that, Dale, but it does make a difference.
I'm still talking. The AP. DOJ went to the court, got a subpoena, all for Clinton Eagle, and subpoenaed records. Period. There have been no crimes done by the president. Now, if you kill somebody in Benghazi and you're a criminal, yeah, he didn't kill them. But you're a foreign service operative in a foreign country, it's a dangerous post. That's going to happen, unfortunately. And I'm sorry if people are dead. But Obama didn't kill them. He didn't have anything to do with killing them. Resources in Tripoli were not sent there because of a possible threat to Tripoli. There was no stand-down order. He was sending planes willy-nilly to bomb things. It was a developing situation that you were not part of. Neither was I. Don't second-guess people on the ground making decisions. Please. I work for the government. I know how policy works.
You work for the government. You know how policy works?
Yes.
Okay.
We have policy.
Okay. Well, that's great. Dale, I got another caller that wants to answer you. And I figured since you started the cat fight here, you can go ahead and deal with it.
I'm not saying a cat. See, there you go again.
Dale, what's the name of your radio station, man? I mean, because we're all standing up saluting you right now.
Unfortunately, I listen to WBCR when I need a good laugh. It's a good conspiracy station.
Okay.
They play Alex Jones. I need a laugh host to Alex Jones. He's hilarious.
Well, if he was such a joke, then why are they so threatened by him?
I'm not threatened. He's a parody of himself. But go ahead. Go to that caller.
Of course.
That's fine.
Thank you for your call, Dale. And if you'd like to call in any time, please do. That's all we'll do is read the Constitution.
Can you make a donation, though?
Would you support the ministry, Dale, because we need the help.
You guys still never answered my question, what law you broke statute-wise. But okay, you can't do that. That's fine.
No, come on, Dale. Come.
You didn't.
Okay, listen. Senator John Glenn said that if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws that we enact around here. Okay, come on.
Case law. President and statute that he broke.
I'll speak to that, Dale, because I do want to give my answer.
Okay,
this
but we've got to make this quick
because
we're coming to the end of the show and we got to pull up Paul.
Number one, if a president breaches the Constitution, as an example, Nixon never committed a crime with Watergate. He was still impeached, and then a full investigation was done. That has not been done for the American people, for Obama, through Fast and Furious, nor Benghazi. We're not getting the answers that we want. I don't think he'll go to jail for the IRS thing because, like you said, there's no statute there. We're not going to be able to grab him there. But I will say he's the big boss. He could make things a lot easier for America if he was to grab that in hand. And secondly, also with the AP, of course he couldn't go to jail for that. I'm not claiming that he could. But with this Benghazi and with Fast and Furious, I want a full investigation on these things after he's impeached. Because he deserves to be impeached, number one, for breaking his oath to the Constitution. And then number two, in that investigation, I think we'll find what we need. And when I say threaten people with jail, you need to, because if he commits a civil crime against the people, he gave an oath of office, you and I have to play by the same
rules.
There's
a higher bar for representatives.
That's right. Just because you're in office doesn't mean you can make creative rules about what the law is and statutes. So that's my answer, Dale.
I do want, Heather right now is talking to Dale about supporting the ministry, and I hope he does, because to be a, he hung up on you. Listen to what I have to say, but we don't want to, we don't want to have to take to heart what you actually say. I mean, if I make reference to that straight stick, then everybody will know how crooked I really am. Isn't that what politicians say?
Maybe we'd have a restored
America. I got a question for Dale, and this is something for him to ponder really quick before we take Paul from Texas, is what has he done that has been under the rule of law? And he's actually abode by the laws of our republic. And by the way, Dale, one more point. The guy keeps calling us a democracy. My friend, read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. You'll clearly see that we have a Republican form of government. Once you get that far and you go to and you look at these issues in truth, unbiased, You're going to find out exactly why everybody in this country is in an uproar right now. And I'd love to hear from you again. Okay? We got Paul in Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Oh, hello. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing okay. We're coming to the end of the show, Paul, so let's shoot away, yeah?
Okay, shoot away. I can't quote chapter and verse of every law in the state, but there is pretty much in every state that I'm aware of, it's an umbrella that says malfeasance of duty.
I like that. That was my point I was trying to make, but you put it in terms.
It's one great. Okay, so he's making point in reference to the law and the statutes. Okay, I appreciate that, but where does common sense come into play here?
A little of that, too.
That's really, how can he be serious with a guy that won't even acknowledge it at that level?
Yeah.
This is common sense. This isn't a game.
You know.
We're talking about our country. We're talking about our freedoms. And we're talking about an administration that is attempting to erode, to encroach upon the freedoms that our blood bought. That's why I have a real issue about what's going on here, namely as to what Dale was talking about. That's what bothered me about it. But go ahead, Paul.
Well, I would respond to that, but I don't recall, Senator. I forget what I was. What was the question again?
Oh, no,
well,
no,
you were making a statement.
Yeah, we were glad that you're making reference, yes.
It's like, you know, I can't believe this guy. He was just railing on, and he did, as you pointed out, it was common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very simple. It works every time it's tried.
Amen. That's right. That's what it always goes back
well
to,
said.
Right?
Well said.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I won't take up any more of your time. You're coming in your show, but malfeasance of duty. There's all kinds of statutes.
Sure.
On the books for that.
Yeah.
And when you swear an oath in public office.
That's right.
You're supposed to be held to a higher standard.
Amen.
Because you're representing other people, not just yourself.
Exactly. Well, in fact, they're not representing themselves. They are representing the people according to the Constitution. So they stand in the place and the person of the Constitution and the laws of our republic. So they are, just like in the Marines, you cannot say I. You've got to say this soldier. And it's the same thing as for our representatives. They cannot claim themselves in anything. But what we see is them working for special interests. That's why when they go into government, whether it be a senator, a congressman, or whatever the case might be, they go in making $50,000 a year and they leave millionaires. It's because they're representing themselves. No longer are they representing the people. Paul, Heather's going to pick up the phone really quick. Jake, your thoughts. I mean, because, again, I'm glad Dale called in.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to demean him, but the word stupid is the first thing that came to my mind. Because he didn't sound like he was an old man. He sounded like he was a younger guy. And I think it's a great lesson to teach the older generation that these are the people that are now in government.
Mm-hmm. I think
that
too,
they don't know the difference between right and wrong, and as Paul said, common sense.
Yeah, he was protecting, obviously. I mean, when he brought up I already said my piece on it, as far as I think if we did the investigation, that's where we find. And my thought has always been the threat of jail, not just impeachment. Because if a crime has been committed, then somebody needs to go to jail. I can say impeachment right now all day long. I mean, we've written columns on it. We talk about it incessantly, where you break your oath of the Constitution. There's also treason. There's also high crimes and misdemeanors. But anyhow, the big thing, then he pulls over to Bush. And it's like, folks, we're not on any side. This is our country.
Those are
together.
The people that are playing politics, because we are not. It's not an issue of the Republicans or the Democrats. We're Christocrats.
Right.
We're standing with the law, not opinion, because we're based
party.
In the principles of the Republican form of government that we've been given.
Not
one more
party.
Point. Hitler was not responsible for killing one individual. During the Nuremberg trials in May of 1945, the first thing they said, the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken, and those that obeyed the laws of Hitler, his supposed laws, which they were unlaws, war crimes, were hung as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, no pass here, man. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.